A young man who says he received spiritual guidance from Bishop Eddie Long tells Fox 5 life with the bishop was like a drug.
Jamal Paris told senior IT reporter Del Russell a father-son relationship turned sexual, and he wants to get his story out to rid himself of the pain and protect others. Dale is here now with more of his exclusive interview. Dale.
Amanda, Jamal Paris's allegations have ignited a firestorm. Our interview was the talk of the town on several radio stations this morning, and it sent nearly a million people to our website, myfoxatlanta.com. People wanting to hear Jamal Paris tell his own story in his own words.
Bishop Long is in the pulpit. Eddie Long is in the private. And we know Eddie Long. That's a whole nother man.
Jamal Paris says the charismatic leader of the 10,000-seat megachurch New Birth Missionary Baptist is leading a double life. And he felt it was time to bring it to an end.
Enough is enough. This man he's doing too much damage to the lives of young men. And it's time that he stops.
In an exclusive interview in Colorado, where he now lives, Jamal Paris painted a picture of a bishop who is adored in public, but in private preys on young, impressionable men looking for a father figure and love.
Being around him, it's almost like a drug. You can't believe the place that you're at in your life and the things that you're doing and the cars that you're driving and the people that you're meeting. So it becomes, if I want to continue to feel this love and this power, I'll do whatever my dad wants me to.
Jamal says that what the bishop wanted was sex. He said it began after he became of age, and he said it was constant.
His house, the hotels, his condos, in the church.
In the church?
In the church, before and after service.
But I am not the man that's being portrayed on the television.
Bishop Long never flatly denied the charges in the lawsuit during last Sunday's sermon, but his attorney has said they are not true.
Did you receive those pictures?
I received those pictures.
Did he ask for pictures like that from you?
Yeah.
Paris says the bishop exchanged pictures like these with the young men. He says the bishop wanted to coach them on building up their bodies and improving their physical appearance for him.
The pictures speak for themselves. A man in his underwear talking, sending pictures in the bathroom, and ain't to your wife. That's to us. They speak for themselves, and you be the judge of that.
Paris claims in his lawsuit the jewelry, the cash, the gifts, the trips, and the bishop's private plane came at times from church coffers, and that top church officials knew what was going on.
Was some of the money that was spent on you and the others church money?
Yeah, absolutely.
No doubt about it.
No.
He says at some point he became surprised to find out other young men claimed they too were sexually involved with the bishop. They all got together.
And all we wanted to do was talk and just say, help me deal with this hurt that you caused. And he had no sense of reverence, guilt, or remorse. So if you're not going to deal with us privately, then you're going to have to sit down publicly one way or the other. But you're not going to hurt another young man another day in our lives.
And together, they decided to come forward and file lawsuits.
I want my pain to stop. I want the pain of the other sons to stop. I want to make sure that this pain never even starts for another young man that goes to this church. And I actually want his pain to stop.
Bishop Eddie Long's attorney, Craig Gillen, sent us an email today that states, unfortunately, the plaintiffs and counsel are attempting to try their lawsuits in the media. The appropriate place, he writes, is to try lawsuits in the courtroom. And that, of course, is what we'll be following.
Dale, after this young man's very compelling story, did you expect a more definitive response from Bishop Eddie Long?
We weren't really sure how he's going to respond, but Craig Gillen is a veteran prosecutor. He's a former federal prosecutor. He's been around a while, and he knows exactly how these things can play out. But as a former federal prosecutor, I found that Mr. Gillen holds things pretty tight. He's pretty close with his cases that I've seen that he's been involved with as a defense attorney. So I'm not real surprised at this point in time that they're not coming out and say a lot. I've been told by some close to Bishop Long that he'd like to say more at this point, but they're going to wait and let the court take its place.
Now, Jamal indicated he and the other guys got together. They knew they were going to file these lawsuits. Any indication that there may be more coming down the pipe?
We have a very strong indication that there is going to be more. I know there are more people that have been in these conversations. Whether or not they actually will sit down and file lawsuits, we don't know at this point. But I can tell you that there's discussions going on.
We know you'll be the first to break that information.
We're working on it.
All right, Dale, thanks.